This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. One abducted girl from the Nigerian town of Chibok has been freed and reunited with her parents 7 years after Boko Haram militants kidnapped her and more than 200 of her classmates. The news comes from the governor of Nigeria's Borno state on Saturday. The raid on the school in the northwestern town one night in April 2014 sparked an international outcry. Governor Babagana Zulum said the girl and someone she said she married during her captivity surrendered themselves to the military 10 days ago. Zulum said government officials checked her identity and contacted her parents before making the public announcement. Some 270 girls were originally abducted by the Islamist group in 2014. Dozens have since been released, escaped, or been rescued, but about 113 of the girls are believed to still be held by the militant group. Zulum said reuniting the girl with her relatives raised hopes that others still in captivity will be found. He said the girl will receive psychological and medical care as part of a government rehabilitation program. The European Union has caught up to the once vaunted United States coronavirus vaccination effort despite a sluggish start. In mid-February, less than 4% of people living in the 27-nation bloc were at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19, compared with nearly 12% in the United States. Now, some 60% of EU residents have received at least one dose, compared to less than 58% of Americans. Spain and Portugal are among the most vaccinated European nations. Bulgaria is among those countries lagging behind. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Brunei diplomat appointed by a Southeast Asian regional bloc as its special envoy to Myanmar said on Saturday he should be given full access to all parties when he visits the strife-torn country where the military overthrew an elected government on February 1st. Speaking days after his appointment by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, Erawan Yusuf gave no date for his visit to Myanmar, but said he wanted to be well prepared. The leaders of Myanmar's deposed, democratically elected government have been in detention since February 1st. That's when Myanmar's military leaders overthrew the democratic government and replaced it with a military junta. Erawan has been tasked with overseeing humanitarian aid, ending violence in Myanmar, and opening dialogue between the military rulers and citizens who support the democratic government. Their protests and civil disobedience campaign have been met with violence. The United Nations and many countries have urged ASEAN, whose 10 members include Myanmar, to spearhead diplomatic efforts to restore stability. The Albany County Sheriff says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could face misdemeanor charges if investigators substantiate a criminal complaint filed this week against him of groping an aide at the governor's state residence. Sheriff Craig Apple said Saturday it would be premature to say whether Cuomo himself will be questioned, but he promised a very comprehensive investigation into the woman's claim. The complaint is the first known instance where a woman has made an official report with a law enforcement agency over alleged misconduct by Cuomo. The governor denies groping the woman. Human Rights Watch says security forces in Mozambique are preventing tens of thousands of civilians from moving to safer areas after being displaced by jihadist attacks around the northern town of Palma. Most of these people fled their homes when Islamic State-linked militants launched coordinated attacks on Palma. On March 24th, dozens of people were killed as the militants ransacked the port town. Many of the displaced sought refuge in the nearby village of Kitunda, where HRW claims they have been trapped by troops and ongoing fighting. The rights group says the security measures have also made it difficult for humanitarian groups to deliver aid to the displaced civilians. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.